Lori says about the Hormone Bliss Challenge, I'm just so thankful. It has changed my life. Stay tuned to hear a little bit about her story and her journey with the Hormone Bliss Challenge, which is coming up starting May 23rd.
So the big question is, how do women over 40 like us keep weight off, have great energy, balance our hormones and our moods, feel sexy and confident, and master midlife? If you're like most of us, you're not getting the answers you need and remain confused and pretty hopeless to ever feel like yourself again. As an OBGYN, I had to discover for myself the truth about what creates a rock-solid metabolism, lasting weight loss, and supercharged energy after 40 in order to lose 100 pounds and fix my fatigue. Now, I'm on a mission. This podcast is designed to share the natural tools you need for impactful results and to give you clarity on the answers to your midlife metabolism challenges. Join me for tangible natural strategies to crush the hormone imbalances you're facing and help you get unstuck from the sidelines of life. My name is Dr. Kieran Dunstan. Welcome to the Hormone Prescription Podcast.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Hormone Prescription with Dr. Kieran. Thank you so much for joining me today as we talk with one of my clients, Lori, who is a woman at midlife who was really struggling with her health. Maybe you can relate those 60 plus symptoms of midlife metabolic mayhem. She had been to so many different providers, tried so many different programs and treatments and therapies. She says, shares in the episode about the symptoms that were just accumulating, kind of like ants, and really had gotten to a very hopeless and helpless place trying to search for answers online because her doctors weren't helping her, and trying these different so-called one-shot wonders. She'll share, you'll get to hear all the details of her journey and how she finally found success when she joined our Hormone Bliss Challenge, which is launching again on May 23rd. I only do it live a couple times a year, so you're definitely going to want to join us if Lori's experience speaks to you. If you're a woman at midlife who really feels lost and hopeless to correct your weight, your energy, your sex drive, your hair loss, your male pattern hair growth, right? Getting a mustache, your memory problems, your concentration problems, your mood problems, irritability, depression, anxiety. The list of symptoms that women start experiencing usually by the time they hit 40, definitely by the time they hit 50, and sometimes even in their 30s and 20s is long. The symptoms of midlife metabolic mayhem is what I call it. And it's not just about your sex hormones. You might be surprised to learn that. It's about so much more. And we touch on more about what it's about in this episode. So I hope you'll enjoy listening to Lori's story, because this could be your story, going from feeling lost and confused and hopeless to being successful and hopeful and knowing that you too have received all the tools that you need to get out of midlife metabolic mayhem and to experience the vitality and joy that you deserve. So without further ado, let's welcome Lori to the show. And Lori, start by telling us a little bit about what you were struggling with that brought you to the challenge.
I have always, it feels like, always had symptoms from fatigue. I didn't have the weight gain until recently, late 50s. Before I started the weight gain, but I've had the insomnia at times. I've had the fatigue during the day lots of times. I would drive an hour and I'd have to pull over and take a nap, just fatigue. But thinking a lot of times that it was being a mom, working full time, just being busy all the time. And then you get to the stage where, okay, now I'm retired. Now my kids are gone and I'm still having those symptoms. And then you blame it on allergies. But I had some issues that I had to go to my gynecologist and have checkups every sometimes 6 months. And I love her. She's fantastic. But she even admits, I don't know anything about hormones. And I knew that was part of the key. I thought it was the whole key, because it seems like friends of mine who have, once you have one symptom, like you don't just have one, you have them all. And so all of my, the ones that have migraines, we also have this and we also have that. And like, what is it? And so I had tried many things. I've researched many things, avid reader, always trying new things. But I think until I participated in the hormone challenge and you explained the why behind a lot of things, I thought I knew the why, but really digging in and getting the why. And you have such a fabulous way of not overwhelming and making it so technical that we don't understand and it just goes over our head. You give analogies and make it in a way that even I can understand that has no science background. Mm-hmm. And those things have been sticking with me. And I think the other big part was I'm more of a type A, just do it, cross it off your list, done that. And understanding all of the energetics about it, the why, the connecting, the how does our experiences in life, either our stress, our past stress, our current stress, how we handle things, that how all of that affects our health as well. And of course, there's a connection. You always hear stress causes, but those were things for people that are older. And then now you're older and you're like, okay, this is going to be me. This is me. And the symptoms just seem to keep adding. And I so appreciate understanding that why and working with it. And I think one of the biggest things too is you can change. I think a lot of it felt like, well, that stress that's external, there's nothing I can do about it, but I can. And you've given me so many ways to change and deal with it and to feel empowered that I can. It's not about taking a pill. It is about lifestyle changes and how impactful those are, as well as maybe supplements and hormones and things that will help along the way. But deep breathing, some of the evening relaxation audios, those have helped so much. And I'm still a list person and I'm probably always going to be a list person, but I don't let the list drive me like it used to. I used to almost be in a panic until I could start working on my to-do list. And I'm really trying to enjoy life more. And I know that it's helping my health as well. So I am.
It's awesome.
I am so thankful that I started this journey with you. And I'm trying to, I think I had done a summit years ago with you. And so I just really connected with you and your way of teaching and sharing and empowering. And so I've always followed you. And all of a sudden, one day I saw the Hormone Bliss Challenge and I said, I have got to do that. So I'm just so thankful that I have. It's changed my life.
Yeah, I'm so thankful that you have too, because I think a lot of women, you mentioned earlier, it's not just one symptom, it's many. And I always say they're like ants. If you see one ant at a picnic, there's never just one, right? There's 100. And it's like those symptoms, 60 plus symptoms of midlife metabolic mayhem, like I call it, that women over 40, sometimes even younger, can start experiencing. And I come across so many women, and I really appreciate you coming on the podcast to talk about this, because so many women are online looking for answers. And there's so much that they don't understand that they don't even know they don't know. And then it makes hard for people to recognize a solution that works when it drops right in front of them and they're likely to poo-poo it. Because fortunately or unfortunately, well, I'll say unfortunately, doctors, OBGYNs, internists, family practice docs, brilliant, dedicated, caring, loving people. However, they're put through training into corporate medicine that basically takes them through training on a pill for every ill, a surgery for every symptom. And it's not really about healing the cause of these problems. That's what most of us are getting at our doctor's offices, including me when I went through my 40s. And that means there are a lot of people online teaching about women's hormones. Unfortunately, a lot of these people actually don't have the depth and breadth of experience to give a comprehensive solution. So there are a lot of people who say, oh, essential oils, that's the solution for your midlife hormone problems. There are a lot of people who say, oh, you just need this one supplement and this is going to fix it for you. Oh, you just need to follow this one diet. And are those tools useful? Yes. However, I think that when women don't know even what they don't know and they don't know what they're looking for and they see someone says, I have the answer, they oftentimes fall in the trap that a lot of us fall into is trying that solution and then it doesn't work and they conclude there is no answer.
Right.
And that's why I've done the summits that I've done. And I think the last one we did, we had 100 experts on the Stop the Menopause Madness Summit, most of whom are board certified medical doctors or other credentialed healthcare practitioners who have the comprehensive information and solution. And that's really what I offer. I've been accused of, Karen, you tell people they have to do all the things. And I say, yes, if you want to feel great in your 50s, 60s, 80s, and be as healthy as you can, increase your vitality span, your longevity, your libido, your weight, all those things, you really do need to do all the things. If you leave any one thing out, you're never going to achieve what's possible for you. And I know this is a long commentary on what you said, but you really inspired me. So I'm so grateful to you to come and talk about your experience, because I think that women can sometimes, they're inundated with information in their social media and email about balance your hormones this way, and they don't recognize an authentic solution that works when it comes across their path. And so I appreciate you coming and sharing your experience, because you had tried a lot of different things, hadn't you, over many years?
Yes, a lot. And I think that was specifically one thing I remember you saying is that it rarely is this comprehensive. I still get probably 5 emails a day on this solution, that solution, and they sound good. And you try, and then like you said, it doesn't work, or maybe it doesn't work right away. And so then I stop because I don't have that follow through with somebody that can help me say, nope, you just need a little more time, or this is another thing. This is another piece to the puzzle. I think I thought too that it was a couple of puzzle pieces, and really it's a multitude of puzzle pieces. And that's the good thing and the bad thing. The bad thing is it can start to feel overwhelming sometimes, but that it is important. It isn't going to be that one or two things that fixes you, especially like you said, things that have built up for 30 years. Like, it's not just going to course correct immediately, that it takes a while to turn the ship around. And I just so appreciate that expertise that you have in so many areas across the whole body, the whole mind, the whole spiritual aspect, because it is all of that. And I have never found anybody over the past 30, 40 years that can be that conduit together, that knows, that can share all of it and guide me in all of the pieces instead of like this piecemeal stuff mm-hmm. that I've done forever. So I'm just so thankful.
Yeah, we learn through our pain, right? And so it's my weight struggles, my health struggles, my spiritual struggles, all the things that I've had to learn in my path, most of which I learned was not in medical school or even in my residency. Sure, that was the nuts and bolts of it, but working with thousands of women over the past 30 years and my own health, I always say that people shouldn't listen to me because I'm a board certified MD or I'm fellowship trained in anti-aging, metabolic, and functional medicine. But why you really should listen to me is because I've been where you have been, and I reversed all those problems and continue to navigate my health journey in positive ways. What are some of the most surprising things that you learned in the challenge that you just would have never, not even known that you didn't know or never guessed would be a part of reversing midlife metabolic mayhem, preventing disease, increasing longevity? What are the surprising things?
I think one of the biggest things, one I've already mentioned, that it is way more than a few pieces. Like, it's so complex. It's more complex than I ever imagined. And yet I knew it wasn't easy. So that's been a big piece. The other piece, I always knew eating was important. I thought I was a good eater. I don't snack. I don't eat like candy and a lot of junk food. But really the difference that being careful with foods, particularly that cause inflammation. And I didn't understand the inflammation part and how that damages cells, which just sets off this chain reaction of pieces. And it was, even as I got into it, was a little harder for me to accept. Again, thinking that I ate pretty healthy, but that has really made such a huge difference in how I feel, mental health, as well as health. And that's probably one of the biggest pieces. And then I think just how I get in my own way of, even though I have wanted to be healthy for a very long time, like where have I put the roadblocks in? Where have I refused to make changes? And just having that support, it's great for somebody to tell you, oh, this is bad for you, don't eat this. But I think having that support along the way is what's really sort of proven to myself how valuable that piece is. And we don't get that with mainstream medicine. You go to appointment and then like, do we need a follow-up? And even if you have a follow-up, they're not talking about these important pieces. It's just, what's the next test? How's the pill affecting you? And how important those other pieces are. The pills aren't even going to work very well if it's just covering up the surface and you don't get covering up the symptom and not really getting down at the cause of what is causing this.
But yes. Something you said made me think, this idea that there's one right diet for everyone, it just popped in my head. It's like saying that there's one right kind of music that we should all listen to. We should all listen to acid rock music. That's the right kind of, well, anyone would say that's insane. People have different preferences. Well, just like you emotionally and mentally have different preferences, your body has different preferences and needs. And so diet needs to be very customized. And I think that a lot of people are surprised to find out that it's not only about calories when it comes to diet. We talk about that in the challenge. There are other issues related to the foods you eat that most people are not aware of. And how was it doing the challenge with 7 days on Zoom with other women? A lot of women are very hesitant to talk about their health in a public format like that. And it's funny, when I first started doing group programs in my office, gosh, over 10 years ago, what I realized is in doing this work, women need support, but not just support from me, they need support from each other. And so that's why I started doing groups in my office. And then I said, well, I'm not going to be able to reach all the women who need this help in my office. So I started offering online programs and groups. And invariably, women are very hesitant to do something online, to do something in a group. Now with the pandemic, I think that's changed. But how was that for you? Were you hesitant to do that? And what was your experience like?
I'm pretty open and I'm pretty open about my symptoms and sharing with people. And because I'm amazed at how people can, I had that, I feel that way, or I tried this. And I've always known how helpful that is to share your story with people because I learned so much. So I do a lot of work on Zoom for work too. So I wasn't initially worried about that. But then when you do start talking about some of these things, you're, do I really want to share that to a group? But the group was so, everybody's going through the same thing. And it was beautiful to hear someone would share something and I would be like, I didn't even know I had that symptom, or I had never thought of that being connected to all of this. Because that's another thing that I learned. It's like you can have the most remote little symptom and be like, yep, that is because da, da, da. And it's all connected in like those ants. It's not just 1,000 ants around. They're all from the same colony and they all feed off of each other. So I learned so much from other people. And you do get to the point where you're just like, if I want to be better, I just need to be open and I need to be able to share. So when you think about all the programs that really help people, like whether it's Alcoholics Anonymous or whatever, you need that follow-up, you need that support, you need to be with other people that are going through the same thing. So I just found that I was able to make better connections because I was working with other people.
Yeah, I find that the power of the group, and it's been documented in many white papers and studies over the past decade, I even had a gentleman on my podcast who really does a lot of work with this around the power of the group in increasing healthcare outcomes. And so a lot of programs are using group models now for improvement for diabetes outcomes and all kinds of chronic health problems. So it's not just with me, but I find a lot of people haven't been exposed to it yet. So it can seem a little daunting. And it's funny, though, in the courses we've created over the past few years, I find that's one of people's favorite aspects of the program is the group. And people have literally found their BFF in my programs, which is really nice and special. So the challenge, I think it sounds like it was pretty eye-opening for you about a lot of things. And then you chose to go on and start working with me in my other programs. What really tipped your mind into making the decision to commit to yourself in that way?
A couple of things. One was the challenge. After the 7 days, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything for 7 days and make this huge commitment for 7 days. And then when I did, I found that was the thing I was looking most forward to every day. And I learned so much in 7 days that I was like, I can't stop. For one thing, there's so much more I need to learn. It's that whole, are you consciously incompetent? And I really felt like I was at the point that I needed some guidance specific to me, because where I live in rural Iowa, there are not people like you that I can like just go pick up with. There's just no support like that. And so I felt that I needed that. I had just been recently diagnosed with testing positive for autoimmune disease, didn't know what that really meant, didn't really want to go to the medical field on that because they'll just give you a pill. And I knew that wasn't the answer. I didn't realize it was all related to the hormones and the gut. And that was a surprise for me. And when I found that out, I was like, I have to do this. I am going down. The fork in the road is to the left. That's not a good place. And I need to go to the right. And I don't have that kind of expertise here. And I knew you did. And so you've got to go with the sure thing. I've spent 30 years trying this and trying that and going here and one thing here. And I just needed to do that. And another thing that you've shared is that we want to just go to the doctor, get surgery, get a pill, go home. And I realized that I really had bought into that too. And that not only do I not have, even if it was true, I don't have that option around here, but we do deserve to be healthy. And I have a new grandbaby, my first, and I want to be healthy. I want to get on the ground and play with her for years. I don't want to be where I can't take care of her or play with her. And that really was the tipping point for me is I have done for a lot of people, done a lot of work over the years, and now I really need to take care of myself. And so that I can be there for my family and not just even physically be there, but to be my full self there, to be a happy self and not just a person that's in pain and suffering.
Yeah.
And that it is going to take time. It is going to take time out of our day. It's going to take some money. But why have those things if it's not in a healthy, happy way?
Yes. And I'm just thinking as you're talking, remember you sharing in the program and the challenge. And I remember all the women's shares. And we have the daily worksheets that people submit, which I love reading because I really get to see what people, women are struggling with. And it breaks my heart because when I read it, I know how unnecessary the health suffering is, and I know the severity of suffering that it causes. And then something that I ask women to reflect on is, if your health challenges continue, all those little ants that are creeping up every day, what's your life going to look like in another year, 5 years, 10 years? What dreams are you going to have to give up on? And so I'm just wondering if you're still out there looking for answers and trying one-shot solutions that don't work, what would you be afraid are the dreams you would basically have to give up on?
I think for me, I have a lot of like aches and pains, muscle. And so just being is sometimes difficult and painful. And all you can do is focus on the pain. And I don't want to be that way. A, you don't want to be in pain. And B, it just ruins everything. And so even, you know, the times I'm with my granddaughter and the times I'm with my family, that is everything to me, is just like, it's never completely happy because you're just in all this pain. That was the biggest thing that I wanted to get past, is I wanted to just really enjoy my retirement. I've worked hard to get here, and I wanted it and not suffer through it.
Right. And yeah, you have the grandbaby and your husband. I love working with women because you teach a woman about her health, and then she teaches everyone she loves and that's in her circle, and everybody's health improves. Thank you so much, Laurie, for coming and just sharing your experience. I think it's really valuable for other women to hear women like you who have gone through this experience, sharing your experience so that they can judge, is this something that could help me? And they can see, wow, is she suffering like I'm suffering? And what benefit has she gotten? And help them make a decision about if the hormone bliss challenge could be something that could be helpful for them. Any last words you'd like to share with any woman who's considering going to the challenge, not quite sure, and on the fence, what would you tell her?
Well, I think the main thing for me is I've spent a lot of time researching, a lot of time going to doctors, a lot of money on a variety of, whether it's supplements or appointments or tests, and then it always goes away. And I never really saw huge benefits. And I already see huge benefits in this short amount of time. And it will stay with me forever because you teach us how to take care of ourselves. It's something that I will take with me forever, even though I still have a lot to learn. And I am just so thankful. And for someone who has tried to find answers, this finally is an answer. And I just can't thank you enough. And I would tell anyone, please do it. If you have any of these symptoms and you want to get better, it is the answer that I've been looking for. And also, I had a doctor appointment this morning and I've lost 7 pounds. So, yes. And I only wanted to lose about 10 or 12. So I'm pretty close to being there. So I'm super excited about that too.
That's amazing. I am so grateful to have the opportunity to work with you. And I so appreciate you sharing your experience on the show. I know there are women out there you're helping right now who are feeling hopeless and lost and don't know where to turn. And they've made so many bad mistakes and wasted so much time and so much money that they're afraid of making another one. And they're just paralyzed with fear, honestly. And so I know you've helped some women today get unstuck and take action on their own behalf. Thank you so much, Laurie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Take care. Bye-bye.
And thanks for joining us for another episode of The Hormone Prescription with Dr. Kieran. Hopefully you've gotten some hope here today. Hopefully you've gotten some answers and you're understanding that you really need to address all the things. And then I'm going to teach you about all the things you need to do during the Hormone Bliss Challenge that starts live on May 23rd. 7 simple days where we go live on Zoom. You'll have one-on-one interaction with me and other women struggling with the same things, and you'll learn the exact steps that I took to get out of midlife metabolic mayhem and to stay out of it for over a decade now, and the exact steps that I've taken thousands of other women through. So if that could be of service to you, please use the link in the show notes to find out more and to join us. I look forward to seeing you there. Until next week, peace, love, and hormones, y'all.
Thank you so much for listening. I know that incredible vitality occurs for women over 40 when we learn to speak hormone and balance these vital regulators to create the health and the life that we deserve. If you're enjoying this podcast, I'd love it if you'd give me a review and subscribe. It really does help this podcast out so much. You can visit thehormoneprescription.com where we have some free gifts for you, and you can sign up to have a hormone evaluation with me on the podcast to gain clarity into your personal situation. Until next time, remember, take small steps each day to balance your hormones and watch the wonderful changes in your health that begin to unfold for you. Talk to you soon.